I'm Bart Necker. The Justice Department has weighed in on whether the Treasury Department is required to release President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee and eventually the public. More from correspondent Laura Jarrett.
The basic claim made by DOJ tonight is that the text of the tax code may be clear, but what really matters is the intent of the Democratic congressman who served the subpoena for Trump's tax returns, Richard Neal. The Justice Department says because Chairman Neal wants to make the taxes public, that's not a legitimate legislative purpose, and so Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has a duty not to turn them over.
They're far from the stretch, but President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. That's before the field gets winnowed down. Bob Costantini reports.
Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first wholesale debates, President Trump is handicapping the field. He may downplay polls about how he'd fare against any one of them, but he's going with better odds. On Fox and Friends, Mr. Trump going after frontrunner Joe Biden for starters.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program on his 73rd birthday. Bob Costantini, the White House.
A federal judge has ordered unions that represent American Airlines mechanics not to interfere in the airline's operations that have led to delayed and canceled flights. The judge decided a temporary restraining order was warranted because American is likely to win on its claim the unions are violating federal labor law. Workers at Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voting against forming a union. I'm Bart Neckert.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Movie news now, a scary sequel. Here's correspondent David Daniel.
When I was a kid, I bumped into these things. I don't know about magic. I always called it The Shining.
Yes, Stephen King wrote a sequel to The Shining, and it's headed to the big screen. Ewan McGregor stars in Dr. Sleep. The first teaser trailer just hit the web. The film begins frightening moviegoers November 8th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Women across Switzerland walked off the job, burned bras, and blocked traffic on Friday in a day of demonstrations to demand fairer pay, more equality, and an end to sexual harassment and violence. It was the first such protest in the Alpine nation in 28 years. I'm Bart Necker.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
WML traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. In Maryland and Landover, be aware of a serious accident that has the westbound lanes of 50 closed right at Maryland 704. This accident investigation will probably be going on for the next couple of hours. Now, traveling in Virginia, be aware of a work zone heading southbound between King Street and Duke Street. They're along the left side of the roadway. Just a brief delay through that work zone, and the HOV lanes are closed between Edsel Road and Washington Boulevard.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange in Incorporated.
The Big Screen Store's Smart Summer Savings Time. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store's Smart Summer Savings Time. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. A happy Father's Day weekend. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton is producing this morning. And obviously a lot to cover with some breaking news overnight from Hong Kong. The controversial China extradition bill, which had caused the huge protests in Hong Kong last weekend. Well, that bill has been up, and now the chief executive, Carrie Lam, said that they will delay and actually suspend the passage of the bill. And also there was a second reading due to take place this month. That has been canceled, and there is no timeline for discussions around the bill to resume. That coming from the chief executive in Hong Kong, Carrie Lam. And there were protests scheduled for this weekend. They will continue, according to the organizers of those protests. And we're going to talk a lot more about this with Gordon Chang later on this morning. But again, Hong Kong suspending that controversial China extradition bill, it actually had implications for the United States. And we're going to talk about that with Gordon a bit later on this morning here on this Saturday Morning Update. Now, we have plenty going on the political front. Obviously, the whatever Iran is doing, it's not making a lot of sense to me as to why they would attack tankers, especially a Japanese tanker, when the Prime Minister of Japan was meeting with the Iranian leadership. What are they doing? We're going to ask Katie McFarland. She may have a much better understanding of it than I do. Also, the president really got him going this week with his comments to George Stephanopoulos, and he spent a lot of time with Stephanopoulos. And I don't know if you saw this. When George Stephanopoulos was interviewing him in the Oval Office, it was like Stephanopoulos was right at the corner of his desk, standing over him. It's a very weird look for an interview. It's just, you know, it's kind of the old Biden getting into your space routine there. This was George getting into the president's space. And this is what started it all. And we've got kind of a lengthy clip, but this is what created all of the controversy this week. And then the president tried to clarify yesterday on Fox. We'll have that for you. But first, this is George Stephanopoulos, President Trump, and opposition research. And the question being about foreign opposition research.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. I don't, there's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with oppo research, right, they come up with oppo research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called oppo research.
So that was the president talking with George Stephanopoulos, and boy, everybody went crazy over that, the media and obviously the Democrats. So the president on Friday morning on Fox and Friends.
I don't think anybody would present me with anything bad because they know how much I love this country. Nobody's going to present me with anything bad. Number two, if I was, and of course you have to look at it because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you'd give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Ben, I kind of think what happened is when he heard opposition research, might not have fully thought through when he was talking to Stephanopoulos the whole idea of foreign opposition research. It's sort of kind of like he muddled up traditional opposition research, which they do in the American political parties, versus the foreign opposition research. But anyway, that'll probably quiet down, and he will continue, I would imagine, clarifications every time he's asked about it, which will probably be repeatedly. Now, another big story out of the White House this week is that Sarah Sanders is leaving. Sarah Huckabee Sanders returning to Arkansas. Jeff Wolf over there grimacing, very sad look on his face, sad look on a lot of people's faces, and I'm sure some are overjoyed over on the other side. But it was an interesting moment. It came out via tweet. The president then later in the day was hosting the Second Chance event at the White House, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes because you probably didn't see much of that on the evening news because it was something good they were doing at the White House. Why would anybody want to cover that? But anyway, the president making the announcement via tweet, and then he expanded on it at the Second Chance event, and this is the president on Sarah Sanders.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough. But she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country. And she is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas. That was a state I won by a lot, so I like it, right? But we love Arkansas. And she's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family, her husband, who's a fantastic guy, and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Wouldn't that be fascinating? I mean, would she be great on a debate stage or what? I mean, she would have them for lunch and dinner on a debate stage. Would be a very interesting moment. Talk to John Gizzi about that later on in the program. We'll get his read on what's next. And you do realize she has three young children in Arkansas. And now she'll be home in time for the school year with her kids. So what a job she has done. And this is Sarah reflecting back. She took the podium as the president introduced her right after his remarks.
Thank you so much. I'll try not to get emotional because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine. And it's truly the most special experience. The only one I can think of that might top it just a little bit is the fact that I'm a mom. I have 3 amazing kids.
And that, of course, is Sarah Sanders. And one of the questions will be, will the White House press briefings come back? You know, they haven't had one in months. The president has become basically his own press spokesman. Not so sure I would have spent all that time with George Stephanopoulos. I mean, he's riding around in the presidential limousine in the Oval Office. I mean, 20 minutes, maybe? I don't know. 2 days? That's kind of crazy. Anyway, we're going to check traffic and weather, and then we continue. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Maryland, in Landover, westbound 50 remains closed at 704 with accident investigation activity, and this will probably be closed for the next couple of hours. So do keep that in mind and plan alternate routes. Traveling in Virginia on 395, keep in mind HOV lanes closed for weekend roadwork between Edsel Road and Washington Boulevard. And in the main lanes, we've got some roadwork southbound, south of King Street, headed towards Duke Street along the left side, causing a brief delay through the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking partly cloudy today with a high of 85. For Sunday, we have a 50-50 chance of afternoon thunderstorms for Father's Day with a high of 88. Monday, thunderstorms, high to 90. Thunderstorms possible on Tuesday, high of 86. And scattered thunderstorms on Wednesday, high of 81. It's going to be standard summer forecast. Thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now in Washington, we are looking at 57 degrees, going up to 85 this afternoon, and it's 6:18 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. And many of the stories that we're talking about here this morning and have been talked about all week were also talked about by the president on Fox and Friends on Friday morning. And one kind of interesting story here is he made an announcement that Tom Homan would be coming into a position as a border czar at the White House. Apparently, Tom Homan was caught off guard, and he's not said for sure that he's going to come back and take the job. But the president feels pretty strongly and pretty positively about him, and here's what the president had to say.
Tom Homan's coming back. I would say that would be announced next week, except I'd rather announce it now. He'll be a border czar. He'll be very much involved in the border. Okay. He'll be reporting directly to me. He'll be probably working out of the White House, but spending a lot of time at the border, and he's a good man.
Now, the White House for months has been weighing the possibility of creating a czar position, and that, you know, job would be to coordinate the various immigration issues across various federal agencies. There was talk that the former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli was considered for the role, but he instead has become the acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. So we see the president is a big fan of Tom Homan, and we'll see if Tom Homan takes the job. It's one way to kind of get somebody into the position, right? You know, you're hired. So the president made a lot of news in the conversation with Fox and Friends on Friday morning, and instead of me talking all about it, we just let him tell you what's going on. Mexico. It is interesting how this sort of dropped off the map this week once the deal was done. You know, don't hear much about it in the news anymore. So how does the president feel about what's happened in the first week of the Mexico crackdown on illegal immigration?
The stoppage is unbelievable, and I got reports yesterday. It's like day and night. Now, with all of that being said, we still want to get, and we it's It's really incredible what's happened, and all because of the tariffs and because of relationships. But again, for 25 years, they've been trying to make a deal with Mexico. They've never been able to do a deal like I did. And I did it in 2 days.
A little more than 2 days, maybe, but it was pretty quick. Also, as we look at that conversation that he had on Fox and Friends, some of the confusion that's being talked about in the Mueller report and what Don McGahn had to say and, you know, the question as to whether there was a conflict of interest with Robert Mueller and did the president want to have him fired. So here's how he's discussing the McGahn confusion. Of course, Don McGahn, his White House counsel at the time.
Because he wanted to make himself look like a good lawyer, or he believed it because I would constantly tell anybody that would listen, including you, including the media, that Robert Mueller was conflicted. Robert Mueller had a total conflict of interest. I didn't say that.
So, that's one of the things he had to say. And then there is the controversy surrounding Kellyanne Conway. Now, she has been critical of Democratic candidates in her position, and the U.S. Office of the Special Counsel has recommended that she should lose her job due to violations of the Hatch Act. The OSC, the Office of Special Counsel, oversees the federal personnel issues, issued a report on Thursday calling Conway a repeat offender. They said, quote, a highly visible member of the administration, Ms. Conway's violations, quote, if left unpunished, send a message to all federal employees that they need not abide by the Hatch Act restrictions. Her actions thus erode the principal foundation of our democratic system, the rule of law. That was the letter written to President Trump. Well, here's what President Trump had to say about Kellyanne Conway, and would she be fired?
No, I'm not going to fire her. I think she's a terrific person. She's a tremendous spokesperson. She's been loyal. She's just a great person. I would certainly not think, based on what I saw yesterday, how could you do that? They have tried to take away her speech, and I think you're entitled to free speech in this country.
Okay, so the president is talking about free speech and her entitlement to free speech. Now, Henry Koehner is in the office of the special counsel. He's a spokesman, and he responded to this notion of free speech.
We do not dispute that Ms. Conway has the right to free speech. In fact, OSC is committed to upholding free speech rights for all Americans. What we are saying is that there are some limits on that free speech while she is on duty to ensure that we have this depoliticized workforce.
Well, it's interesting because of the position that she is in. That's kind of a gray one. But we'll see how that one plays out. Now, we're going to talk a lot about all of these things this morning with our experts. We're going to be chatting with John Gizzi coming up. Of course, he's pretty close to Sarah Sanders, being the White House correspondent at Newsmax. And John will be talking about Sarah Sanders, her role, and the future for her. Also, Joe Biden. More flip-flops this week, finally realizing that China is a problem. He'd had earlier remarks where he didn't see them as a competitor and kind of played down their role, similar to when President Obama negated the threat from Russia during the debate with Mitt Romney, you may recall, when President Obama slapped him down about Russia. Well, kind of missed the boat on that one, Barack. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to get the military side of this whole Iran situation. What would happen if we did get into a conflict with Iran? What might that look like? Our alliance with Poland is strong. The president of Poland at the White House. If you were downtown, you might have caught an F-35 low-pass flyover over the White House when the president of Poland was there because they just purchased 32 F-35s. We're going to talk with Tony about that alliance. And a different alliance, not such a stable ally, and of course that is Turkey. Some comments from President Erdogan this week and the deal he's doing with the Soviet Union. And also the investigation of the investigators, not something you hear much about on the mainstream news outlets, but we will talk with Tony Schaefer and get the very latest there. We'll talk with KT McFarland. We want to get her read on Iran, more of the diplomatic side of things, and how that plays out on the world stage. We'll be talking with Gordon Chang. China, Hong Kong, North Korea. A lot going on that we'll discuss with Gordon Chang. Of course, the expert has authored books on both of those nations. So we'll be talking with Gordon coming up. And also Jennifer Harper will join us very shortly. And some very interesting poll numbers. And how about that congressional pay raise? How do you feel about the cost of living adjustment pay raise for our members of Congress? 626 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. With Chamonix MDL technology, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin on the neck area for tight, healthy, younger looking skin. You'll see your mirror smile back at you or 100% of your money back. No questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your 2 free gifts and free shipping now. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Let me ask you something. Do you know what your home is really worth? Take it from me. Your first call should be to the Reynolds team. Yeah, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. They just sold David and Ursula's house for $10,000 over list price in just 5 days. And here's how. With over 8,000 ready buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold with the Reynolds team. In fact, it's likely you'll receive multiple offers, throwing out the notion that your home value is what some website says. Think about it. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they're so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll make up the difference. Guaranteed, in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now. It's 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or check them out online, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Celery.
Carrot.
Looks like I'm going to get dipped in hell of a good dip before you.
See?
Ow!
You were saying?
Delicious hell of a good dip starts with real milk and cream. It won't improve your relationships, but it will improve any snack. Not just good, hell of a good.
When someone gives you a gift, it's customary to accept it. A gift of winding trails, wrapped in blue skies and fresh air. A gift of rivers, lakes, and streams, overflowing with possibility. Designed to be shared with everyone. Of aerial zipline adventure. Amidst a sky-high canopy of scenic forest. Or the gift of a self-guided tour on 2 wheels or 4. Pure adrenaline with a twist of a throttle. The gift of West Virginia, the gift of adventure, and I always accept it, because it's exactly what I need.
When it comes to adventure, West Virginia has so much to offer. Find your version of outdoor heaven at wvtourism.com.
It's 6:30, and taking a look at some of the headlines globally. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has said she will suspend a proposed extradition bill indefinitely. She told media this morning that she took that move in response to the widespread public unhappiness over the measure, which would enable authorities to send some suspects to stand trial in mainland China courts. Many in the former British colony worry it will further erode the cherished legal protections and freedoms promised by Beijing when they took control in 1997. A mass protest was planned for Sunday. Organizers say they will continue and will hold that protest on Sunday. Corona, California police in the suburbs of Los Angeles said that a suspect has been taken into custody. A shooting at a Costco left one person dead, three persons injured. Officers were sent to the scene at 7:46 p.m. last night after receiving calls of an active shooter inside. They arrived at the scene in just under a minute. Officers reporting finding one person dead, three wounded, including an off-duty law enforcement officer from another agency. Conditions of the injured not known at this hour. Witnesses at the scene told reporters that they heard an argument before hearing seven or eight shots. An hour after the shooting, Corona, California police said there was no apparent threat to the neighborhood. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attacks on oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. He's also hoping that implicit U.S. threats to use force will yield talks with the Islamic Republic as the Pentagon considers beefing up defenses in the Persian Gulf. A day after explosions blew holes in two oil tankers just outside Iran's territorial waters, rattling international oil markets, the administration seemed caught between pressure to punish Iran and to reassure Washington's Gulf Arab allies without drawing the U.S. closer to war. Trump said Friday on Fox's Fox and Friends that Iran did it. The U.S. military releasing video, it says, shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from one of the oil tankers. The Navy has named the first female leader of the U.S. Naval War College after removing the college president, who is under investigation. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer announcing on Friday that Rear Admiral Shoshana Chatfield will be the new president. Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley was removed from his post as the college president on Monday. That was 2 days after the Associated Press reported he was under investigation and more than a year after an initial complaint was filed. AP reporting he was under investigation for allegedly spending excessively, abusing his hiring authority, and otherwise behaving inappropriately, including keeping a margarita machine in his office. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, in Landover, westbound 50 remains closed at 7:04 with accident investigation activity occurring and will be closed for at least the next hour or two. On 395, there's still that work zone in place southbound between King and Duke Street along the left side, just causing a brief delay. Traveling elsewhere, GW Parkway looks good, but keep in mind northbound between Turkey Run and the Beltway, the right lane is closed with the sinkhole repair work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy for today, a high of 85. We've got about a 50-50 chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs of 88 on Sunday. Monday, afternoon thunderstorms, high of 90. Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms, high 86. And on Wednesday, look for more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 81. 57 in Washington, headed to 85 this afternoon, 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to meet Denise. Like many others, she suffers from sleep apnea.
I would wake up in the morning feeling very tired, like I hadn't slept at all. I would wake up every morning with a headache. And that feeling basically lasted all day.
It can really take a toll.
I was struggling at work. I'm too tired to do anything at home once I got home. And I didn't know where my life was going.
How were you feeling?
I was desperate at that point.
After trying many options, you discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP. Now, how has life been since Inspire?
Things are great. I feel brighter all day.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
I can go to the movies. I can watch a movie on TV. And I see the beginning, middle, and end.
It seems like such a small thing, but sounds like it's made a big impact.
My life is great. Life is just great.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask like Denise does and review important safety information, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patient testimonials are genuine and typical. However, results may vary.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and people often ask me, is it true that you like the Good Feet Art Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I reply. I had never had a single product transform my lifestyle like the Good Feet Art Supports did. I never dreamed that I would run a marathon, but when my plantar fasciitis went away after being fitted with Art Supports, running became even more of my passion. Let me tell you, when you run a marathon, your body will hurt somewhere. But crossing the finish line without having my feet hurt after 26.2 miles is an incredible feeling. Your marathon may be different. It may be taking care of kids, getting through the workday while standing on your feet, or pursuing your favorite passion. Whatever your marathon is, don't let your feet get in the way. Come into the Good Feet Store today for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet Store is now located in Richmond at our new location on Broad Street next to Wegmans in Newport News, Rockville, Maryland, and now open in Fairfax in the Fairfax Corner Shopping Center. The Good Feet Store.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Happy Father's Day weekend at WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us every Saturday morning. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Father's Day, everybody.
Everybody's watching those Democratic candidates. Debate coming up soon. A lot of them appearing in town halls on the Fox News channel. But Bernie Sanders has added a former president to his arsenal, and we're not talking about Obama.
Yeah, this is really very interesting. I mean, certainly Senator Sanders has been in the news a great deal, and he has a lot to say about being a democratic socialist, and et cetera, keeps going on and on about that. But when I saw this particular indicator from his campaign, I had to stop, because all of a sudden Bernie Sanders is taking his cues from the 32nd president of the United States, and if you don't know who that is, it is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Bernie is kind of channeling FDR this week. Interesting. And he says he's only trying to finish the work of FDR. And this is what he has to say. He's now citing the legacy of FDR. He says, I am proposing that we complete the unfinished work of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the Democratic Party by putting forth a 21st century economic bill of rights. This is what Mr. Sanders is telling his followers, Rick, in a very dramatic message. I was even sort of taken aback by it. But anyway, it provides a petition for them to sign and plus a public vow that they would join the push to kind of revisit Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anyway, Mr. Sanders explains that the 21st century economic bill of rights includes health care, a complete education, a good job that pays a living wage, affordable housing, a secure retirement, and a clean environment. He says why the Bill of Rights protects us from the tyranny of an oppressive government. Many in the establishment would like the American people to submit to the tyranny of oligarchs, multinational corporations, Wall Streets, and billionaires. In 1944, Roosevelt proposed an economic bill of rights because he knew that there cannot be true freedom without economic security. He was not able to enact it before his death. 75 years later, that job falls to us. Anyway, that's your Bernie fix for the week, Bernie and FDR.
Well, Elizabeth Warren's going to give us everything for free, so that's where my vote goes. Just kidding. Discussion in the courts recently about the census and the big question about citizenship. Now, the courts are going to figure it out, but what do the American people have to say about it in the polls that you track?
Well, I mean, certainly that's something to think about this week, because believe it or not, the United States Census Bureau has revealed that they have embarked on a test with a specific purpose, Rick, and this is 480,000 households across the nation are going to receive a questionnaire, which is testing the operational effects of including a citizenship question on the 2020 census. So this is definitely on the radar at the people who are going to be counting 330 million people around the nation. And meanwhile, as you mentioned, the citizen question has become a very complex political and cultural situation because, you know, if you ask people, should the 2020 census ask, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, you get a lot of answers. But there is a poll out there. And this is coming from the Hill Harris X survey of 1,002 registered U.S. voters just conducted, and this is what they have to say. 6 in 10 registered voters, 60%, said that the Census Bureau should ask the citizenship question, even if it results in fewer responses. That's the main Democratic criticism of this, because they feel that if there is, this question is on there, that the there will be a lot of people, particularly in the immigrant community, that will not respond to the census. And, of course, Republicans are insisting that citizenship status would contribute to a more accurate count and a realistic picture of the nation. In fact, Rick, President Trump took a very clear stand on the issue, and this is what he said in a tweet. He said, "The American people deserve to know who is in this country." And, again, a very complicated situation. There have been three federal courts, Rick, that have already blocked the Commerce Department, which controls the census, from adding the question, and this question is before the Supreme Court as we speak. And, again, this is a Hill-Harris-X poll. It reveals that 60% of voters say the question should be on the census. And this whole decision has been making lots and lots of news. And PBS said that this has major implications for our representative democracy. And meanwhile, as I mentioned, the Census Bureau has embarked on their big test of the question.
Recent discussion about the Congress. Should they get a raise? Well, what do the American people have to say about that one?
Oh, yes, there's been discussion about that. And just guess what Americans have to think about that. And, of course, what they're looking for is a $4,500 cost of living raise for all the lawmakers, and that will bring their salaries up to $178,500 a year. And here's what the poll says. This is coming from a Political Morning Consult poll of close to 2,000 voters that just conducted last week. 57% of U.S. voters strongly oppose a cost of living raise for Congress. 15% say they somewhat oppose. 10% say they somewhat support it, and there's not much of a partisan difference. Usually there's gigantic differences between what Republicans and Democrats have to say, with the independents right in the middle, but kind of on this poll they all agree, no raise for Congress.
Well, the poll is not good news for Republicans or Democrats, but you have an international odds maker that's also got some not-so-good news for Democrats.
Yes, actually, it's pretty good news for President Trump, on the other hand. And, you know, people bet on all kinds of stuff these days. And right now they're betting on whether or not the House of Representatives will pass articles of impeachment against President Trump. Believe it or not, that's a bet. It's coming from sportsbetting.ag. This is a cyber gambling site, very, very busy site, lots of sports and so forth on there. And this is what they say verbatim, okay? I'm not really smart about betting terms, but here we go. Will the House of Representatives pass articles of impeachment against President Trump before the end of his first term? Yes, 2-1, positive 200. No, 2-5, negative 250. Note, the odds imply a 71.43% probability that the articles will not be passed. So that's what the betting world has to say about politics this week.
Funny stuff. There was a time when television stations would sign on or sign off with the national anthem, and you don't hear that much anymore. A lot of TV stations don't sign off, but for those that do, something new here?
Well, yes. This has been, if you do recall, back in the day, oh, 50s, 60s, 70s perhaps, when it turned 1 o'clock in the morning, when most TV stations were signing off, they would play the Star Spangled Banner. You would see those patriotic images of the American flag and quite often jets flying in formation and, you know, kind of other stirring fare like that. Well, guess what? This practice has come back. And I put this in the Beltway this week, and it got a huge reception. People were really excited and happy about this news. It's a cultural moment, I guess. But anyway, a Georgia-based broadcast news organization has returned to this practice, and they have also reinvented it, Rick, to suit today's 24/7 broadcast format. And here's what they have to say. This is Gray TV. Now, they operate 93 TV stations around the nation. They also have a news bureau in Washington. Greta Van Susteren works with them, actually. But here's what they have to say. It was a tradition for years, the playing of the national anthem at the end of television stations' broadcast day. Gray television stations across the country will begin airing the national anthem each day. Again, this is coming from Gray TV, and they started during this week playing the national anthem. And it's a very nice version, very stirring version with a simple vocal of a young lady singing. And very appealing, and they have some gorgeous images with this, high definition, all the way, American flags, military troops, big Mustangs running across the prairie, and some very nice moments of peace. And in a word, it was very classy, very effective. And what they have done is they decided that when their evening programming transitions into daytime programming, that's about 4 a.m. in the morning. That's when they have their moment. That's their sign-on, sign-off moment. And that's when the Star Spangled Banner and the gorgeous images will be playing. And their local affiliates are very, very enthusiastic about this decision. They've gotten a lot of very, very good response from their audiences. And just a simple response from a sample was WBAY. This is a station in Wisconsin. They call the sign-off a uniquely American tradition. So that's good news, I think.
It is Father's Day, and a lot of people spend a lot of money on holidays like this. What happens on Dad's Day?
Well, I am very happy to report that Americans are expected to break the record this year when it comes to honoring their fathers or those who are stepdads or granddads or like a father to them. And there's some very serious cashes involved here. The total spending for the holiday is estimated to reach an all-time high of $16 billion. I repeat, $16 billion on Dad, and this is according to the National Retail Federation, a very meticulous group, and this is up almost $1 billion from last year's $15.3 billion. And in addition, they also report that 76% of Americans are going to celebrate Father's Day. They say they will be celebrating father, stepfather, husband, son, grandfather, brother, godfather, friend, relative. According to Matthew Shea, he's the CEO of the Federation. He says fathers, husbands, sons can expect to feel the love. Over the past decade, spending on Father's Day gifts has increased significantly. So we've got a dad bump going on here. And also, our friends at the U.S. Census, which we talked about earlier, have gotten in on the act, and they report for Father's Day that there are 72 million dads in America. 60% of men over 15 are dads. That's what they say. There are 29.2 million granddads. And if you want a little laugh, this is coming from the Census Bureau's Men's Fertility Report. But anyway, here's what else they report. 73% of the dads are married, 13% are divorced, 3% are widowed, 8% were never married, and 2% are separated. So that's your dad's report today, and happy Father's Day, everybody.
Indeed. Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times, as always, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
6:50, Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
couple of incidents to be aware of in Maryland. In Bowie, the ramp from 197 to go on to Route 50 is closed for police activity. Now, also in Landover, westbound 50 is closed at 704 with accident investigation activity for at least the next hour or so. Elsewhere in Maryland, no problems to report on the Capitol Beltway so far. Beltway in Virginia running at a good pace, 395. There is still the work zone southbound between King Street and Duke Street along the left side of the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Sunday and Monday, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be up to 88 on Father's Day, and we'll be up to about 90 on Monday. 50-50 chance of thunderstorms both Sunday and Monday. For Tuesday and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms. We'll have high temperatures in the mid-80s, and again, a 50-50 chance of thunderstorms. In Washington, 58, headed to 85, 651, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Glad to have you with us. And the Democratic presidential debate has created a lot of debate. Now, you probably heard that it's a two-nighter, June 26th and June 27th. Democrats supposedly drew straws. That's what they say. They drew straws for the lineups for both nights. Now, what's kind of interesting is night one only has one of the major contenders, and that's Elizabeth Warren. So she has the chance to lead the fray on night one, the 26th. Now, she will be on the stage with Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and Tim Ryan. Now, as you know, the leading contenders are Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Kamala Harris, and some might feel that Kirsten Gillibrand was a strong contender. But Elizabeth Warren won't be facing off with them, so she has a chance to shine on night one, June 26. So while she could be concerned that she's not able to duke it out with the main contenders, she has the opportunity to sort of be the superstar if she can crush the others on night one. Night two is June 27th. Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, as I said, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, John Hickenlooper, Bernie Sanders, Eric Swalwell, Marianne Williamson, Andrew Yang, and Michael Bennett. That is night two. So you've got some of the main contenders on the second night duking it out. So this will be kind of interesting to see who's left a couple of days later. And again, a lot of controversy around Elizabeth Warren not being up with the others and sort of how this all played out. Should there have been a sort of a night of the opening acts and then all of the prime contenders on the second night? You may recall how the Republican debates were along those lines, more of the standings as to where they were, not just, you know, draw names out of a hat, so to speak. But that's what they've done, and the second night clearly stacked as the heavyweights come out on night two of the Democratic debates, June 27th.
So, for this Alitalia recipe, take a bowl and add a dash of Italian fashion, mixed in a large dollop of history, all at a perfect temperature. Then take a pinch of Italian fun, a little bit of sea, and a smidgen of mountain air. Then garnish with gondolas and the whole Colosseum, and it's done.
Now take an Alitalia direct flight from Delhi to Rome to enjoy the full flavor of Italy. And thanks to our convenient connections, a taste of Europe too. Italy and Europe from INR 35,460. Return all inclusive. Purchase by 26th May. Terms and conditions apply.
The Specialist does one thing and one thing alone, and they do it better than anyone else. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, we only sell one thing, Mercedes, just Mercedes. Family-owned and operated since 1937, we treat everyone like one of the family, helping you find the right GLC, GLE, S-Class, or AMG. And with more than 300 on hand, you won't wait for your Mercedes, you'll drive it home. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, located inside the Beltway and always open at justmercedes.com.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your comfort, and save you 40%.
This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. I've been to their factory, and I've seen the incredible quality and the attention to detail that goes into each window. When you call Thompson Creek, you can rest easy, knowing you'll get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Now is the perfect time to replace your home's windows thanks to Thompson Creek's June jackpot sale. Buy one window and get one 40% off plus 0% interest until January 2021. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK now. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of their June jackpot sale.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Now you can pick your own free product with mattress purchase by texting NIGHT to 84888. Become a Purple VIP and be the first to know about deals by texting NIGHT to 84888. That's N-I-G-H-T to 84888.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Now is the best time to get a great deal during the Chrysler Pacifica Blockbuster Sales Event. With mind-blowing features like Pacifica Stow-and-Go seating and storage, kids aren't the only ones who get the best toys. And with the Pacifica Hybrid's thrilling 82 MPGe, you too can go on a road trip to unexpected places. Just don't expect your favorite gang of adventure-seeking toys, like the ones in Toy Story 4, to come along for the ride. You'll have to catch them on the big screen in theaters June 21st. So hurry in to the Chrysler Pacifica Blockbuster Sales Event and leave with a great deal. Get 0% financing plus $3,750 total bonus cash plus no monthly payments for 90 days on select 2019 Pacifica Touring Plus models in dealer stock the longest. Second row stow and go not available on hybrid. EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Offer excludes hybrid. On oldest 30% inventory of 2019 Chrysler Pacifica models out of 6419 and in dealer stock. Financing and deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7-1.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
News is next at 7 with Heather Curtis. Then we are back with John Gizzi, Gordon Chang, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.